Good evening, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How about you?
I'm doing awfully well, thank you. First of all, congratulations for being named in the recent MERS Epic MRA poll of the most influential PR firm in the state of Michigan.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's fun to achieve that kind of an acknowledgement.
It is, and then you and John Truss got number one and two most effective public relations professionals. Obviously, you're doing a lot right.
Oh, we try to, that's for sure.
Very good. You were quite a presence also up at the Mackinac Policy Conference. We got a couple subjects we wanted to talk about, but I wanted to get your perspective and your thoughts on the conference this year as well, Kelly.
You know, I've been going for about 20 years, and this was one of the most exciting conferences I've been to in several years. Now, part of it may be the last couple of years the attendance have been down due to the economy, but the excitement, the optimism, all of that was just, you know, so energizing, so invigorating. And it's great to see, what is it the governor calls it, the relentless positive action. it was just fun. And, you know, that event, for those who don't attend, it's very, very hard to appreciate that what it is the nexus of policymakers, media, from reporters and editors and columnists, to lobbyists, to lawmakers. I mean, it really is an amazing array of folks.
Well, it certainly is, and we hope that some of the relentless positive action can be put into action.
Oh, absolutely. We can, it's not just relentless positive action, it's positively relentless action from what I can see.
Very good. I couldn't let this latest escapade go without talking with you. As a crisis manager, my thoughts turned to you this last week with Representative Anthony Weiner, and I wondered, what the heck, if he were your client, what would you be telling Representative Weiner to be doing now?
Oh, well, you know what, we'd probably tell him, look, you need to do what Elliot Spitzer did, and who knew that Elliot Spitzer would have set the gold standard. But basically, it's, you know, own up, apologize, and then get yourself out of the limelight. You know, own it, fix it, and shut up. Go away. And in fact, I was just handed, you know, Graham in my office. Graham
I love
Davis.
Him. I love him.
He just handed me the latest news. Anthony Weiner's wife is apparently pregnant.
Oh, boy.
So
this ramps it up a bit. She's traveling with Hillary Clinton right now, I understand as well.
Yeah. I'd leave the country, too, if I were married to the guy.
I was going to say, they're pretty far away. I'm wondering if the jet goes far enough for her. And, you know, unfortunately, these situations keep coming up over and over again, so apparently we're not going to make these situations go away. But it was water cooler talk here at the studio as well, and I said, you know, what he did is kind of between he and his wife and constituents. He has to own that. But then to go on and lie about it, that's the part I guess I don't understand, and that's where it crosses yet another line.
Well, and in fact, if you look at the folks who've had such a difficult time getting past their own scandal or have allowed their scandals to play out in the media, it's precisely because they lie about it, they deny it, and as a result, they totally magnify the media interest and attention. So instead of being a 1 or 2 day story and we're done with it, it's this agonizing. And I'm going to confess, Cheryl, I'm a voyeur like everybody else. I want to hear the next episode. You know, remember Mark Sanford was at, what, 2 years ago or a year ago?
Hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, exactly. Or as the joke went, well, wait, that was Argentinian tale. People misunderstood. What the heck is wrong with these guys? Seriously, there is some kind of a personality defect or something, because this just ain't right. And the men I know are appalled by this.
Well, and again, you know, people can do stupid things, but as you have said so eloquently, just own it and say, I'm going to try to do better in the future. I was listening to somebody who said, I'm pretty sure on talk radio, if I had taken a picture of my private parts and sent it out, I'd remember doing that. So the week that he went on saying that I'm not sure, that's when it got to the ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just absurd. Just say what he said when he did his news conference. He could have said, a week, almost 2 weeks earlier, and been done with it.
Absolutely, and people would have moved on. Is his career over, do you think? Can he recover from this, Kelly?
Well, you know, I'm convinced that almost anyone can recover if they really begin to lead a truthful life. What's not clear to me is whether or not this guy can really do that. But when I was watching news coverage yesterday, the people of New York, who he represents as their congressman, the majority of them want him to stay. They don't want him to leave. So I don't know whether he is of them, or that they just, their attitude is, look, you know, it didn't do anything to harm us. And I agree, the action itself is more harmful in his personal life than his professional life. The lying, however, clouds everything. And that's significant, and people should take that into account.
Well, and also, as we said with Elliot Spitzer, you know, I'm flipping around the channels, and there he is on CNN after his his downfall, but he apparently did something right.
Well, yeah, you know what he did, and I sort of marveled at it at the time. He confessed the minute he knew there was a story brewing. So he got out in front of the story. He acknowledged the situation and apologized.
Well, Kelly, as always, I look forward to our conversations. I knew you were the right person to talk to about this. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You bet, Cheryl.